Welcome back to our program, Everyday English. This program is devoted to testing you on some of the points of grammar and usage we've met this week. And I hope you're ready for a quiz. Question 1.
Comment on the grammaticality of each of the sentences you're going to hear. A. They have constructed a number of buildings, including this barracks. B. This barracks was built before the war. C. These barracks were built before the war. D. They were confined to barracks. And E. They were confined to a barracks near the port. The question again. Comment on the grammaticality of each of the sentences you're going to hear. A. They have constructed a number of buildings, including this barracks. B. This barracks was built before the war. C. These barracks were built before the war. D. They were confined to barracks. And E. They were confined to a barracks near the port.
Question 2.
Please listen to the sentences I am going to say. Give your comment on the correctness of each one of them. A. He lives in a married quarters. B. Physics are a frightening subject. I dislike them. The question once again. Please listen to the sentences I am going to say. Give your comment on the correctness of each one of them. A. He lives in a married quarters. B. Physics are a frightening subject. I dislike them.
Question 3.
Each of the sentences that you're going to hear contains an expression which can be substituted for by an idiom containing the verb throw. Rephrase each sentence by substituting an idiom with throw. For example, if I say he vomited, you will say he threw up. A. He was sacrificed by his politician friends. B. She's been ordering everyone around. C. I don't think it is necessary for my son to act so humbly towards his colleague, as if to win his favor is his aim. The question once again. Each of the sentences that you're going to hear contains an expression which can be substituted for by an idiom containing the verb throw. Rephrase each sentence by substituting an idiom with throw. For example, if I say he vomited, you will say he threw up. A. He was sacrificed by his politician friends. B. She's been ordering everyone around. C. I don't think it is necessary for my son to act so humbly towards his colleague as if to win his favor is his aim.
Question 4.
I'd now like you to listen to this sentence. James offered 30 Ghana cedis to tide David over till the end of the month. Now, A. What does the sentence mean? And B. How is the word tide spelled? Listen to the question again. I'd now like you to listen to this sentence. James offered 30 Ghana cedis to tide David over till the end of the month. Now, A. What does the sentence mean? And B. How is the word tide spelled?
Question 5.
And now listen to these sentences. Do you think they are normal? A. He had a rather sinister look. B. He had a rather comforting look. Listen to the question again. And now listen to these sentences. Do you think they are normal? A. He had a rather sinister look. And B, he had a rather comforting look.
Thank you, Aitu. And now the answers.
Question 1. Comment on the grammaticality of each of the sentences that you are going to hear. A. They have constructed a number of buildings, including this barracks.
Correct.
B. This barracks was built before the war.
Correct.
C. These barracks were built before the war.
Correct.
D. They were confined to barracks.
Correct.
And E. They were confined to a barracks near the port.
Correct.
Question 2.
Please listen to the sentences I am going to say. Give your comment on the correctness of each of them. A. He lives in a married quarters.
Correct.
B. Physics are a frightening subject. I dislike them.
Incorrect. Say, physics is a frightening subject. I dislike it.
Question 3.
Each of the sentences you're going to hear contains an expression which can be substituted for by an idiom containing the verb throw. Rephrase each sentence with an idiom containing throw. For example, if I say he vomited, you will say he threw up. A. He was sacrificed by his politician friends.
He was thrown to the wolves by his politician friends.
B. She's been ordering everyone around.
She's been throwing her weight around.
C. I don't think it is necessary for my son to act so humbly towards his colleague as if to win his favor is his aim.
I don't think it is necessary for my son to throw himself at his colleague's feet.
Question 4.
I would now like you to listen to this sentence. James offered 30 Ghana cedis to tide David over till the end of the month. A. What does the sentence mean?
It means, James offered 30 Ghana cedis to help David temporarily till the end of the month.
B. How is the word tide spelled?
Tide is T-I-D-E.
Question 5.
And now listen to these sentences. Do you think they're normal? A. He had a rather sinister look.
Normal.
B. He had a rather comforting look.
Not normal.
Thank you both. Now, listeners, we thank you for your attention. Have a good weekend. And please remember to tune in. Till next week, it's goodbye from us.